Blog Talk Radio.
Over there, and we are, when I say that, I
talking to my friends in South Africa. It's freezing. My friends in Europe is on fire. And so I just want to say, wherever you are, you know, we just pray that you are good and you're having a great time. And we love you. We love you. We love you here at Solar Records Radio. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of the show with us today as we are on the road traveling and just having a great time. So what's up, Greg? How you doing, my brother? How you doing, Astrid? How you doing? Don Fleming's going in the office, running around in the office somewhere. So much love to everybody, to all the people tuning in. Julianne, what's up, girl? What's happening? What's happening to all our friends? All our friends here in the United States, our friends out in California. Oh, wait a minute. We are in California. Our friends in Texas that we left in Texas. What's up, Texas? Texas in the house. So anyway, we look forward to just having a good show today and playing some good music for you from Solar. And we pray that you love the music that we play for you. You hear Dynasty in the background there. Escape. That was one of our new singles, actually, a couple of years back when the pandemic kicked in, and we dropped that for you. And thank you for making it number two. We love you. We love you for that. Anyway, guys, so thanks so much again. You just never know who may call in. Yesterday, we got a call from JoJo from the Mary Jane Girls and Nate from Stone City Band. And so, you know, it's always a pleasure. And JoJo sang Happy Birthday to Don Fleming live on the radio. So that was awesome. And like I said, you just never know what celebrity may call in and bless us. So we just look forward to just having a great time with you guys and just loving on each other. All right, guys? So kick back, relax, and enjoy some of this good music. And we pray that you enjoy it and that you like what we've done, the stuff that we put together 40 years ago. And it's still going. And you know, we're still being blessed because of it. And that's why we named our radio station Solar Records Radio, because it is just something that we're so proud of. We're so proud of our contribution to the music industry. So thank you, Mr. Dick Griffey, you know, for blessing us and giving us the opportunity to be a blessing musically to the world. We thank you, sir. Rest in peace. And to our fallen brothers, you know, Richard Randolph, William Shelby from Dynasty, you know, God bless you guys. And thank you for blessing us with your gifts as well. So anyway, guys, come on, let's get going here on Solar Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Fives Jr. Much love, and God bless you, and thank you for loving us.
Me, and to an end. You thought she wasn't easy, friend. It's 5 o'clock, I'm just getting home, roaming on my own. What can I tell her that she might understand?
Why does a man so in love spend himself so thin when he could never win in the
Got a meeting in the ladies' room.
I don't need this.
I'll be back. Don't slap me. Cause I'm not in the mood. Don't slap me.
Climax on Solar Records Radio. Man, I am just so grateful. I got to tell you that Climax is one of those groups, man, that really know how to put down the funk. A female group, the first female group out of Solar, and really blessed us. Just the whole family. I mean, we all surrounded them. They're all our sisters. I think they're the only female group actually out of Solar. So it's just it was a blessing. It's like so many different groups were doing things and so much stuff was happening that, you know, you tend to think it was more groups. You tend to think it was more groups in Solar than it really was, because there were so many singles that Dick Griffey had released and really blessed so many of us. And obviously the listeners and the people that were buying the records and stuff in the industry itself, as Solar was coming up like the small Motown, just all of a sudden out of the blue, here comes this little company that could and did. And it was thanks to Leon Silvers for being the chef in the kitchen, just driving the train and blessing us and leading us and guiding us. And, you know, Leon had this thing. Something very special that God gave Leon, that was how to make a hit song. I mean, Leon could take anything, it seemed, you know, because a lot of times I would hear stuff and it would be like, is he serious? He's really going to put that out? And Leon would get to work on it, and all of a sudden, you know, it's just like, you know, somebody giving you, like, this is a piece of meat, and I need you to make this into a gourmet meal. And that's what Leon would do, would take just the basic thing of whatever it was, if it was just the artist or if it was just a keyboard part or a bass line, and he would take and bring all the ingredients together, you know, and that would mean bringing all his musicians together, you know, and we all would just sit down and we created our parts. Most of the time we created our own parts, and we would play to whatever Leon would give us, and he would confirm if he liked it or not. And, you know, whenever he liked something, yeah, keep doing that. Yeah, keep doing that, right? And so we would keep doing it, but we could never see the whole picture that Leon was able to see. We couldn't see that. Only Leon had that foresight. He knew where he was going with it, and that's got to be a lot of pressure. Just think about that, because the record company, the artist, you know, the whole record company, the promotional staff, everybody, A&R people, you know, and then you got the writers and that's co-writing and helping to try to get this stuff together. All this pressure is on Leon to deliver the goods. Because, see, when you are the head of the ship and you are making those decisions, okay, yes, one more here, let's try this. Okay, that works. This doesn't work. I'm going too fast. It's too slow. You're flat. You're sharp. And until he molds this thing into what he wants it to be, you know, that's a lot of pressure for him to deliver the goods. And then once he delivers it, it's like, whoa, how did he even hear that? Like, where did that come from? Leon, you are amazing. And he was, and we're just so blessed because of him. So thank you, Leon Silvers, for blessing all of us. We really appreciate you, and we really appreciate, you know, just the time that we all had together working 40 years or so ago. So thank you, brother. We love you. Anyway, guys, so with all that being said, I want to keep on going because we have so many amazing artists that came out of this company. So let's keep on going on Soul Eye Records Radio.
Just a real fine, baby.
Just a fine.
And I'm hooked, baby.
Wow, so beautiful, featuring Howard Hewitt there. And I think it's time. I think we need to lift it up a little bit here on Solar Records Radio. Let's pick it up, guys, with a mix from the Whispers here. Let's have a good time. Solar.
Not a problem that I can't fix, cause I can do it in the mix, in the mix, in the mix.
Can't judge you
Wow, what an amazing. That's one of those mixes, man. And I got to tell you guys that, you know, just the whispers. I mean, they took it to another level. And they brought us right from the beginning, from the start. They took us to a level. They took us to a level that went straight to the top. I mean, because they came with so much class, so much finesse, so much awesomeness that we were totally blessed because of them and because of what they did for us. And so thank you so much to the Whispers, as we love you and appreciate you very much. Now listen, guys, this here's next song that I play you. This song is a song that I want to share. It's from the Silvers. They redid a song by the Beatles called Yesterday. But Yesterday, I want to just dedicate this song to all of the people, to Solar, how wonderful it was to be with you guys. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to get to know you and love you and be blessed by you. Oh, man.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh,
I believe.
time for me. Let's go!
Your body.
right, guys. Man, oh, man, The Deal really had it going on, right? Beautiful, beautiful music from The Deal, and God bless them. You know, Carlos, we got to get you back on, my brother. Yeah, Mr. Carlos Green from The Deal, one of the lead singers for The Deal. We got to get you back on, man, because I want to talk about your legacy and how much you were blessed to be in a group and just enjoy that great music, Babyface in L.A., in the same group as you. And that's just had to be a wonderful place to be, man. But anyway, guys, we are an hour is down. We got another hour to go. On Solar Records Radio. Much love, Greg. Thanks so much for all your stuff, man. Your flyers and stuff. I see you're still excited about this music that we all were blessed with, Greg. So thank you, my brother. Astrid, I don't know where you are, girl. We're just praying that you're good. I know you're supposed to be leaving and going on the road soon. So and coming to the States, we just pray that you are good and you're safe, sweetheart. But anyway, guys, this next song that I play you, I want to play the song. And it's, we're trying to, just want to remember my brother who really blessed us. Jermaine Stewart, he was a part of our family, and he blessed us for so many years with Shalimar and Jody Whiteley, and Jermaine Stewart were very close, and Jeffrey Daniels. They were it was a real tight unit, and when we were on the road together, we had so much fun. They used to tease me. Jody and Jermaine Stewart, and you know, just about the outfits that I would wear on stage. And you know, for me, I was an athlete, right? And so, and in the uniforms that Dynasty was wearing, I was not into all that shiny boot stuff and, you know, dressing up like a robot. I'm playing the drums, so I felt it was an athletic gig for me, playing those drums. You know, it was like going to do gymnastics, you know. So I would put on my shorts, my little shirt, my headband, my wristband, because I was sweating up a storm, and I would do my thing. And they would think it was just like, wow, that is cool but funny at the same time, because everybody else have on uniforms. And Wardell created his own uniform. And it was a part of who I was. It was my history as a gymnast. I was a gymnast. And I enjoyed doing that and being a part of, you know, sharing who I was. I'm glad that Solar allowed me to do that, show who I was, and didn't force me to wear what they were wearing. So I'm very grateful. But anyway, but Jermaine Stewart was such a wonderful person. And I remember when he got sick and he came back to the States, because he was living over in the UK. He came back to the States and we talked, and I said, hey, man, I want to see you. I want to come and see you. And he said, come on over, Wardell. I want to see you too. So I went over to his house and we hugged. And, you know, I was just... I didn't really know much about the disease that he had at the time. All I knew was that disease was taking him away from us, and it just seemed like there was no hope for him. And so, but only, you know, the best hope for me was hoping to spend time with him at the end of his life. And God granted me that with Jermaine Stewart. And so, and I just want to tell you guys that, you know, he was really a nice man, and he was really a blessing. And so rest in peace, Jermaine Stewart. God bless you. Oh, man, it looks like my buddy Don Fleming is on the line. What's up, Don?
Hey, Wardell, man. I was peeping your story about Jermaine, man. It's been, Jesus, has it been about 25 years since his passing? Something like that.
Well, I think it was in the 90s or something, the late 90s, early 2000s, somewhere in there. Yeah, and early 2000s or something. And it's just like crazy. It's crazy to even think it was that long ago. But Greg will tell us.
Greg, no, it's about 25 years. It's been about 20. I know it's about 25 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, and I'm just so proud of him because, you know, he took it to another level. It was like, I'm not going to just, you know, sing backgrounds and be a part of the solo legacy. I want to do my own thing as well. And at that time, Dick Griffey really wasn't signing any more artists because he went into distribution. And so, you know, for Jermaine to go overseas to the UK and get his own record deal over there, put out a hit record, and did well for himself. I'm so proud of him, you know. So I just want to make sure that we continue to keep Jermaine's legacy alive as well, because he was part of our family, and he blessed us. He really did. And we had a lot of fun.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir. So before I play the sound, how's your birthday week so far, Mr. Birthday Man?
It's going well, man. It's going well. my body is, you know, I'm a little sore from, you know, working and doing whatever. Well, not doing whatever, but just working. And, you know, just got a chance to kind of just rest. And I am on the road. Actually, I'm heading home right now. And hopefully I can get on the board and hang out with you, you know, on a more professional level, considering I am on the road. But no, man, I enjoy every Friday when you're able to expound on these stories, man, that people never really just heard, and even those who've heard it before, they like, you know, they love the way you tell these stories, and I think that's indicative of the legacy of Solar, and be able to be that storyteller on this illustrious label.
Well, thank you. I love telling this story because it really makes me smile, makes me happy. It's, you know, going down memory lane and just thinking about all the stuff that happened, you know. And how can you not be grateful that, you know, the fact that God gave me the opportunity to be around so many amazing and talented people? You know, I'm just so excited about that, man, and I thank God for that.
And again, you know, with me, a kid, you know, in Venice, California in 1980, you know, listening to these great artists, you know, whether it's the Whispers, you know, you don't really know the names of the artists just yet, because you're six. You know, Fantastic Voyage and Lakeside and, you know, all of these artists, I'm like, look, in Dynasty, oh, my God, I can't forget about Dynasty. Hell, I'm working with the man, you know. But you know, it's just, it's a soundtrack. Yeah, I said it before, and I'll say it again. It was just the soundtrack of my childhood. You know, again, in Venice, California, you know, hanging out with the kids in the neighborhood, having water balloon fights and listening to, you know, SOS Band and Dynasty and Lakeside and all of these artists, you know, that you just remember. And you know, it entails just how impactful it was to just not just me, but many kids who grew up in the 80s like that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there was a moment when, you know, our records were like constantly on the radio, and I'm not saying that to brag or anything. I'm just saying it was that, you know, you turn from one station to another station, there's another Solar record, and it was always Solar. It was just a moment, you know, between 78 and 83, 84, we owned the airway, at least city of, you know, Los Angeles. And it was just a beautiful blessing. And then, but you didn't, like, I took it for granted, kind of, because I never expected that. It just happened. And it was just like, and I noticed it, and I was happy. But you know what? It was almost, I think, when I look back at it, like, I thought that, or this will just keep going on like this. you don't think it's coming to an end because it's so much fun, and it just, every time they come in, they do what they do, and on the average of 5 to 7 years, you know, a hit company has their run, and then, you know, they start to fade away because a new style starts to come in after that, new flavor, and it's coming from a different place. And so you just think that you're always going to be there and it's always going to happen, but that's not how life is. The same thing with fans, you know, and
but you know something, Wild?
What's that?
You said something that was very poignant. You said, you know, the new styles and the trends. The crazy part of it, and it's when it comes to, I feel from my vantage point, when it comes to American music, American soul music, it was always in America, it was trendy. It was something, it was a trending sound. You know, after a few years, you kind of threw it away. But the crazy part about it, when you go to Europe, when you go to, you know, Japan, you know, and all of these areas, you know, around everywhere in the UK and everywhere in Amsterdam or even parts of Africa, they're still playing this music. That Leon Silva's baseline is worldwide in 2022. So it's not like, you know, and here's the thing. That sound is slowly coming back to American music right now because there's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of, you know, that generational frustration with kids to say, oh, this is the R&B my dad listened to, or let's keep it real, my granddad listened to. Oh, my God, I'm going down this rabbit hole. This music now is terrible. A lot of music today is horrible. How do we get back to this? How do we get back to the sound? You know, so.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm about to lose signal, so I'm going to have to hit this song, and we'll come back on the other side of this mountain.
Yeah, most definitely.
Going to a mountain. Yes, but we love you. Thank you, Don, for sharing it. That was beautiful and well said. All right, guys. So I want to make sure. I want to make sure I stay in with you guys. We'll be right back. Check out your main studio on Soul Eye Records Radio, Don Fleming and Wardell Potts Jr. We'll be.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anyway, guys, we are winding down here on Solar Records Radio. We are coming up to about a half an hour left in the show, and I just have to be so appreciative to my friends that support us and keep us going, even as we're on the road. Thank you, guys. Thanks to the team, the Solar Records Radio team. I love you guys and appreciate you guys so much. Thanks to my wife for being patient and loving us, loving me through this mess. But she knows it's a good mess. I'm getting in good trouble here on Solar Records Radio, having a good time playing this music that really blessed us all for so many years and decades, and it even blesses my family and my wife and I. And so thanks, Galen. Appreciate you. You guys can't hear, but she's rubbing my shoulders as we're on the road here. I want to...
Now they can hear me, right?
Okay.
Okay, I can just say, hey, I love this man, and we appreciate all the love that you send out to him and he sends out to you.
All right. Well, her voice is soft. And anyway, guys, so we are going to... I just want to tell you, on that particular song right there with Carrie Lucas, it's not what you got, but it's how you use it. It really... was the beginning of my you know, career recording that song. It was right after we did And the Beat Goes On. We went in the studio and did that song for Carrie Lucas. And I just remember the innocence. I was so innocent. Every time I hear that song, I think about my innocence. Like I was fresh out of the city of Philadelphia and was just trying so hard to make sure that I was able to be a blessing to Leon Silvers, and that he would not find any reason to not use me or keep me as his drummer. And it was such a very fragile time for a young man that was 3,000 miles away from his family and just trying to pursue a career, just coming out of a basement in the city of Philadelphia and going all the way across the country into a recording studio and working with, you know, one of the hot producers from the Silvers, Mr. Leon Silvers, the third. And so when I hear this music, especially, you know, the first songs that we did, like And the Beat Goes On and Second Time Around and It's Not What You Got, But It's How You Use It, Groove Control, those songs are so in my sensitivity, in my heart, and because I remember me as a young man, I was just a babe. I was only 20 or 21, and I was, you know, this is the first time I've been away from my family, and, you know, for that period of time, being in college was one thing, but being across the country and, you know, and doing this and trying to represent, you know, my brothers out of the city of Philadelphia, you know, like as musicians, and at the same time represent my family and represent my neighborhood, my close friends that I grew up with. I mean, I felt that I was doing all of that at the time that I was doing it, and I didn't want to let any of us down. I didn't want to let anybody down. So I'm so grateful when I hear these songs and I realize, wow, we did it. It happened, and I listen back to the songs, and I had tears in my eyes, and because, you know, my dream came true, and dreams do come true. You know, everybody's dream may not come true for them, so I had to say thank you. that mine did come true. Because it's hard, because there's so many people trying to do the same thing all at the same time. And everybody can't fit in that space and fill that position. And only a few can get through. And I'm just so grateful that God let me through, and I was chosen to play and be a part of this company. So can you imagine? There's so many drummers out there that are way better than me, but they didn't get this gig. I did. So I'm very grateful, very grateful. And so anyway, guys, we're going to I will play a few more songs and stuff, and I just want to say thank you again for being a part of Soul Out Records video, and we love you, and to, you know, keep this legacy alive. And I have to say a special thanks to Greg all the time, because he's in this with me. We work very hard together to make sure that not only do you hear the music, but you see what's happening. It's a visual thing with Greg. He handles all the visuals and all the background stuff that, you know, there's questions. He just is always filling up those spots where there's emptiness. He's always able to fill it up. So I'm grateful for Greg. I put a lot of pressure on him because I need him. And he blesses me. And so, and it's not intentional, even though it is. It's like I intentionally, like, lean on him, but he allows me to lean on him. And I allow him to lean on me. And so I thank you very much, Greg, for just being who you are and letting God let your light shine through Soul Out Records Radio. And a lot of my friends see his graphics and go, wow. This guy is really good. Jeffrey Daniels is a very big fan of Greg's, and that's why I think they did the video. He did the video with Greg when Greg came to see Shalimar in the UK. And so, you know, this is a big family, and our arms reach out from around the globe, and we love on each other. And I'm so grateful for all the Solar family. Anyway, so we're going to get back to the music. And thanks again, guys. Have a blessed weekend. Enjoy your family and your friends. Take care of each other. And tomorrow, Solar wants to dance. If you want to get into some up-tempo jamming, slamming music with us for an hour straight, it's just going to be hitting hard. Hang out with us tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard, 1 hour earlier than normal, okay? And it's good cardio music, so if you're going to work out with us, you know, come in and do that, okay? God bless you, and thanks again for being a part of Soul Out Records Radio. Love you.
it with me, hold up.
Operate on me. Take the
Hey, sir, could you speak up a little louder because I can just barely hear you?
God bless you all, and y'all take care of yourselves. Thank you for being the best part of Soul Out Records Radio. Stand up. Like this song says, there's a place in this world for all of us. And guys, God bless you, and you take care of yourselves. Have a wonderful and beautiful Soul Out weekend. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, we'll be doing our praise show. So anyway, and we'll be on the road constantly. So I believe Sunday we will be in New Mexico. So God bless you guys. You take care. And we'll talk to you soon, okay? Good night. God bless you. See you later.